The Tower of Babel, Humanity's Ambition and Divine Judgment. In the early stages of human history, right after the devastating Great Flood subsided and the earth began to be resettled, the descendants of Noah spread across the lands, making their dwelling places fertile. This period marked an unprecedented unity, as all humanity was bound together by a single language, enabling seamless communication and understanding. This era of unity fostered unparalleled cooperation and shared ambition, ushering in one of the most significant stages in biblical history. The story of the Tower of Babel, as presented in Genesis 11:1, takes place in the ancient land of Shinar. Here, motivated by their linguistic unity and the desire to establish their name, the descendants of Noah embarked on a grand project. Their goal was not merely architectural, it was an assertion of human capability and defiance, an effort to reach heaven and establish their legacy without divine intervention. As the human population grew and migrated eastward, they discovered the vast and fertile plains of Shinar. This was a region rich in resources and ideal for settlement. It was in this promising land that they conceived a bold plan, a grand architectural wonder that would showcase their collective ingenuity and ambition. They said to each other, "Come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens. Let us make a name for ourselves, otherwise we will be scattered over the face of the whole earth." This declaration was not merely about constructing a city and a tall structure. It was a statement of intent to establish a lasting legacy, a symbol of human unity and potential. The Tower of Babel was envisioned as more than just a building. It was to be a beacon of human civilization, a monument that would proclaim their capabilities and ensure their cohesion against the divine mandate to disperse and populate the earth. With great enthusiasm and a sense of shared purpose, the people of Shinar began their grand project. They developed a new technology, creating bricks from clay and baking them thoroughly, a process that produced a sturdy and uniform building material. Instead of relying on traditional stones, they opted for these baked bricks, held together with bitumen, a type of natural asphalt that provided a strong adhesive. This innovative method allowed them to construct buildings that were both durable and impressive in scale. As the tower began to rise, it became a symbol of their collective effort and ambition. The construction site buzzed with activity, with men and women working tirelessly, driven by a shared vision of greatness. The unity of language enabled precise communication and efficient coordination, making the impossible seem achievable. The city and the tower were to be a lasting testament to human ingenuity and collaboration. However, beneath this grand ambition lay a seed of pride and defiance. The people's motivation was not solely about creating a monument. It was about asserting their independence and defying the divine command to disperse and populate the earth. Their project was a statement of self-reliance, a declaration that they could achieve greatness on their own terms without divine intervention. The land of Shinar, located in the Mesopotamian region, was known for its rich soil and abundant resources. This fertile ground was an ideal location for the ambitious project that the descendants of Noah envisioned. The region's natural resources provided the raw materials necessary for the construction of the city and the tower, while its strategic location offered a central hub for trade and communication. Shinar's significance extended beyond its physical attributes. It represented a convergence of human effort and ingenuity, a place where the collective ambitions of humanity could take root and flourish. The people of Shinar saw their unity as a powerful tool, one that could enable them to achieve feats that would be impossible for isolated individuals or fragmented groups. Their decision to build the city and the tower in Shinar was a testament to their belief in the power of collaboration and shared vision. The Tower of Babel, as conceived by the people of Shinar, was to be an architectural marvel, a structure that would reach the heavens and serve as a testament to human achievement. The design of the tower was grand and ambitious, reflecting the collective aspirations of a united humanity. The tower's construction was a monumental task, requiring the coordinated efforts of thousands of workers. The people of Shinar employed innovative techniques and technologies to build the tower, using baked bricks and bitumen to create a sturdy and durable structure. The tower's design included a broad base that gradually tapered as it rose, allowing it to reach unprecedented heights. As the tower grew taller, it became a symbol of human potential and collaborative effort. The people of Shinar saw the tower as a testament to their unity and ingenuity, a structure that would stand as a lasting legacy for future generations. However, the tower also represented their pride and defiance, a symbol of their desire to assert their independence and make a name for themselves. As the tower grew taller and the city expanded, it drew the attention of the Lord. Observing the construction and understanding the motivations behind it, God recognized the potential dangers of such unchecked ambition. Indeed, the people are one, and they all have one language, and this is what they begin to do. Now nothing they propose to do will be withheld from them, he noted. God's concern was not with the physical structure itself, but with the heart and intent behind it. The people's ambition was rooted in a desire to defy God's command to fill the earth and subdue it. Genesis 1:28. Instead of spreading out and populating the earth, they sought to centralize their power and make a name for themselves, relying on their own strength and abilities. In his infinite wisdom, God understood that such pride and self-reliance could lead humanity down a dangerous path. Without a reminder of their dependence on divine providence, the people could easily fall into idolatry and self-worship, turning away from the Creator who had given them life and purpose. In response to the burgeoning pride and ambition of the people of Shinar, God decided to intervene. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, that they may not understand one another's speech, he declared. This divine intervention was swift and effective, striking at the very heart of their unity and collaboration. Suddenly, the single, unified language that had facilitated their ambitious project was replaced by a multitude of languages. The builders found themselves unable to communicate with one another, their words turning into a cacophony of incomprehensible sounds. Confusion and chaos ensued as the once harmonious workforce was thrown into disarray. The construction of the tower came to an abrupt halt. The people, now divided by language, could no longer coordinate their efforts or share their vision. The grand project that had once symbolized human unity and ambition now stood as a stark reminder of the limits of human endeavor when it defies divine will. With their language confused and their unity shattered, the people of Shinar had no choice but to abandon the city and the tower. They scattered across the earth, forming new communities and civilizations, each with its own language and culture. The place where this monumental event occurred was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. The scattering of humanity was not just a punishment, but also a fulfillment of God's original command to fill the earth. What was intended to be a monument to human achievement became a powerful reminder of God's sovereignty and the boundaries set by divine wisdom. The dispersion of people and the diversity of languages enriched human culture and experience, allowing for a multitude of expressions and innovations. The Tower of Babel narrative is a profound theological statement about the relationship between God and humanity. It reveals the limitations of human ambition and the necessity of divine guidance. God's intervention at Babel serves as a reminder that human endeavors, no matter how grand, must align with divine purpose. The confusion of languages can be seen as an act of mercy as well as judgment. By scattering humanity and diversifying languages, God prevented the consolidation of power that could lead to greater defiance and rebellion. The multiplicity of languages and cultures ensured that no single group could dominate or subjugate the rest, fostering a balance that has allowed for the flourishing of human civilization. The tale of the Tower of Babel continues to hold relevance in the modern world. In an era of rapid technological advancement and global communication, the lessons of Babel remind us to remain humble and grounded. Our achievements, no matter how grand, should always be tempered with an acknowledgement of our reliance on divine providence. Moreover, the story encourages us to embrace diversity. Just as the confusion of languages led to the richness of human cultures, our modern world benefits from the exchange of ideas and perspectives from different backgrounds. Celebrating our differences while recognizing our shared humanity is a testament to the wisdom of God's design. In a world that often seeks unity through uniformity, the story of Babel offers a counter-narrative that values diversity and dispersion. It challenges us to see the beauty in our differences and to recognize the divine hand at work in the multiplicity of human expression. The Tower of Babel is a powerful narrative that speaks to the core of the human experience. It is a story of ambition and pride, of divine intervention and the establishment of order. Above all, it is a testament to the sovereignty of God and the importance of humility in the face of divine will. As we reflect on this ancient tale, let us remember the lessons it imparts. Let us strive to honor God in our endeavors, to remain humble in our achievements, and to celebrate the diversity that enriches our world. In doing so, we acknowledge the wisdom of God's design and the enduring relevance of the story of Babel. May the story of the Tower of Babel serve as a reminder that our greatest achievements are not in defiance of divine will, but in harmony with it. Let us build not for our glory, but for the glory of God, recognizing that it is He who grants us the ability and the opportunity to create and to flourish. In this, we find true fulfillment and purpose, grounded in the knowledge that we are part of a divine plan far greater than ourselves.